"You're wrong," said Achille. "How sad if I am! Then the wrong man will die for the crime." "Die? Be serious, Bean. You aren't a killer."
"But the hot, dry air of the shaft will do it for me. You'll dehydrate in a day. Your mouth's already a little dry, isn't it? And then you'll just keep hanging here, mummifying. This is the intake system, so the air gets filtered and purified. Even if your body stinks for a while, nobody will smell it. Nobody will see you. You're above where the light shines from the door, and nobody comes in here anyway. No, the disappearance of Achille will be the mystery of battle school. They'll tell ghost stories about you to frighten the launchies."
"Bean, I didn't do it."
"I saw you, Achille, you poor fool. I don't care what you say. I saw you. I never thought I'd have the chance to make you pay for what you did to her. Poke did nothing but good to you. I told her to kill you, but she had mercy. She made you king of the streets. And for that you killed her?"
"I didn't kill her."
"Let me lay it out for you, Achille, since you're clearly too stupid to see where you are. First thing is, you forgot where you were. Back on Earth, you were used to being a lot smarter than everybody around you, but here in battle school, everybody is as smart as you, and most of us are smarter. You think Ambul didn't see the way you looked at him? You think he didn't know he was marked for death after he laughed at you? You think the other soldiers in Rabbit doubted me when I told them about you? They'd already seen that there was something wrong with you. The adults might have missed it. They might buy into the way you suck up to them, but we didn't. And since we just had a case of one kid trying to kill another, nobody was going to put up with it again. Nobody was going to wait for you to strike. Because here's the thing. We don't give a shit about fairness here. We're soldiers. Soldiers do not give the other guy a sporting chance. Soldiers shoot in the back, lay traps and ambushes, lie to the enemy, and outnumber the other bastard every chance they get. Your kind of murder only works among civilians, and you were too cocky, too stupid, too insane to realize that. Achille knew that Bean was right. He had miscalculated grossly. He had forgotten that when Bean said for Polk to kill him, he had not just been showing respect for Achille. He had also been trying to get Achille killed. This just wasn't working out very well.
"So you have only two ways for this to end. One way, you just hang there. We take turns watching to make sure you don't figure out some way out of this until you're dead, and then we leave you and go about our lives. The other way, you confess to everything, and I mean everything, not just what you think I already know, and you keep confessing. Confess to the teachers. Confess to the psychiatrists they send you to. Confess your way into a mental hospital back on Earth. We don't care which you choose. All that matters is that you never again walk freely through the corridors of battle school or anywhere else. So, what will it be? Dry out on the line or let the teachers know just how crazy you are?"
"Bring me a teacher. I'll confess."
"Didn't you hear me explain how stupid we're not? You confess now, before witnesses, with a recorder. We don't bring some teacher up here to see you hanging there and feel all squishy sorry for you. Any teacher who comes here will know exactly what you are, and there will be about 6 Marines to keep you subdued and sedated, because, Achille, they don't play around here. They don't give people chances to escape. You've got no rights here. You don't get rights again until you're back on Earth. Here's your last chance. Confession time."
Achille almost laughed out loud, but it was important for Bean to think that he had won. As for the moment he had, Achille could see now that there was no way for him to remain in battle school, but Bean wasn't smart enough just to kill him and have done. No, Bean was, completely unnecessarily, allowing him to live. And as long as Achille was alive, then time would move things his way. The universe would bend until the door was opened and Achille went free, and it would happen sooner rather than later. "You shouldn't have left a door open for me, Bean, because I will kill you someday, you and everyone else who has seen me helpless here.